It's high time for What's the Buzz with the New Zealand Drug Foundation. Brought to you by thelevel.org.nz. Straight up drug info.
It sure is that time of the show. It's What's the Buzz. How are you, Hayden?
Good, thanks. How are you?
Good, thank you. We've got Hayden in here in the studio with me from the New Zealand Drug Foundation with Thanks to the Level. Today we're talking about changes to roadside drug testing. Parliament recently passed a law which will enable police to conduct random roadside saliva drug tests. Practically, what is that going to look like and how will this work?
So it basically looks quite similar to alcohol breath testing. Mm. So police will be able to require any driver on the road in New Zealand to undergo a saliva test. So the big difference with between this and alcohol testing is it's not a breath test, it's a saliva test.
Yes.
And so there's been kind of a long road to this point with so the last government attempted to pass a law for roadside drug testing. It was a slightly different scheme and the police basically said they couldn't find the technology to support it. So the scheme basically uses what they're calling a screening test at the roadside.
Right.
And then a lab test to determine whether you get any penalties and demerit points. So what it's going to look like is at the roadside, if a police officer asks you to take a test, you'll need to give a first saliva test sample. And if that tests negative, if there's no drugs that it detects in your saliva, ordinarily you'll be free to go unless there's other stuff that the police officer might want to talk to you about. If it tests positive, if it does detect drugs in your system, you'll need to take a second test.
Mm-hmm.
And if that also tests positive, you'll be barred from driving for 12 hours.
Wow, okay.
And then regardless of the result of that second test, if you throw even just one positive saliva test at the roadside, that sample will be sent to a lab and then that will be checked for like in a more kind of rigorous way than the roadside testing can,
right?
To see if your saliva contains any what's called a qualifying drug. And if they find one drug, you'll get sent a fine for $200. And you'll get 50 demerit points. And if they find two or more qualifying drugs, you'll get fined $400 and be given 75 demerit points.
Right. Yes. And so will these tests be done randomly or is it going to be done on reasonable cause? Do we know anything about that?
We don't know for sure how they're going to operationalize it. It is able to be random, but it doesn't have to be random,
right?
If you know what I mean.
Yes.
So, we think that police probably will set up checkpoints similar to how they set up breath test checkpoints. But if you've ever been pulled over for speeding, the cops will usually do a breath test on you then as well.
Yeah.
And so it may be that they also do a drug test then. The reasonable cause bit is interesting because alongside this, the police, if they do have a suspicion that you have taken drugs, they can also do a compulsory impairment test.
Mm.
And if you fail that, the penalties are a bit more serious potentially.
Yeah, and of course this is different to a breath test. A saliva test can detect drugs long after they've been used and long after like the effect is still there. How might this impact people who use drugs?
It's one of the big concerns we have, and it's also one of the big unknowns. Because I should have said up the top that there's still a lot we don't know about how this is going to work, and we are expecting quite a bit more detail from police in the kind of the middle of the year.
Mm.
So they're still deciding on things like what technology they're going to use, which drugs they're going to be detecting for. But one of the big differences between saliva testing and breath testing is that a drug can stay in your saliva for a long time, long after you're potentially impaired. On thelevel.org.nz, we've put up an article where we've put up the potential detection times based on studies overseas of the four drugs that we think are most likely to be tested for at the roadside. So that's cannabis, THC, in cannabis, MDMA, methamphetamine, and what's the fourth one? Cocaine.
Mm.
And the detection time for those kind of ranges up to like a few days. which, and but the law, how it's written, is all about just detection in your saliva. It's not actually about impairment or not.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it is concerning, and we'll find out a little bit more once we get. So basically, to be able to use this new law, the government basically has to publish a list of what drugs they'll be looking to detect and also the concentration levels, and that should give us a slightly better idea on those detection windows. But yeah, if we look at overseas jurisdictions, the types of technology they're using, which is likely similar to what we use here, it can be a detection window of up to a couple of days.
You said THC, marijuana. What will that look like for medicinal cannabis users?
It's definitely one of the biggest areas of concern that we've heard and we've had the most questions on. So some medicinal cannabis doesn't have THC. So if you're using like CBD oil that has no THC, that should be fine. But more and more medicinal cannabis that's being prescribed actually does contain THC. It was about 75% last year of medicinal cannabis prescribed contains THC. And so the good thing is there is a medical defense in the law. The bad thing is, as far as we know so far, and we yet to hear from police about how they're going to roll this out, the law doesn't allow for that medical defense to apply at the roadside. So what that means is, because there's these kind of two different penalties you get in the law, so if you give two positive tests at the roadside, you get this ban from driving for 12 hours. There's no medical defense against that. So we could end up in a situation where medicinal cannabis users are throwing these two positive tests at the roadside because they're regularly using their medication as prescribed, and they're barred from driving for 12 hours. They would then be able to challenge any infringement notice they get and any fine they get using their prescription.
Okay.
If they're able to prove that they've got a prescription, they've followed the instructions of their prescriber. But that still leaves that 12-hour ban, which is the big concern. So there's still a lot of details that we are kind of waiting on from police around how they're going to operationalize that.
Yeah.
And I think it will be one of the big topics to keep an eye on.
Yeah. Would, like, say, having your prescription on hand be helpful to prove that, or, you know, is that advice that you would give, or do we not know enough at this point?
I would say we don't know enough because police haven't said exactly how they're going to roll out the medical defense like mechanism, but as the law is written, I would say it's not going to be any help because the medical defense, as the law is written, pretty strictly applies to when you get an infringement, and that only happens after a lab test happens. So that's only in the post a few days later. Yeah.
Right. So overall, what kind of advice would you be giving regarding these changes for those who do use drugs? What should people do if they're unsure about driving after drug use?
I think the number one, like, starting point is don't drive if you've used drugs recently, and actually if you're impaired from anything. So, you know, drugs can impair you, including alcohol, medication can impair you, stress, fatigue. There's lots of things that can impair us, and if we are impaired, we shouldn't be driving. And
they're
all things that cause harm and death on our roads. But it's a fact that drugs do cause a lot of harm and death on our roads. The figures from NZTA say that it's about a third of fatal crashes. There's drugs detected in the driver. They're not necessarily saying that drugs caused it, but there's kind of drugs involved. So that would be my first piece of advice, which is hopefully obvious to most people listening. But I kind of have to say it.
Yes, of course.
And then the second is, well, keep up to date with what's going to happen with this. So this isn't going to be rolled out until December this year, most likely.
Yep.
We're still waiting on the exact timeline, but what we've heard from police is probably initially rolling out in December. And between now and then, we're going to get a lot more details, as I say, around kind of which drugs, the concentration levels, the kind of the windows of detection, that kind of thing. And so we'll be updating our information on the level.org.nz. And yeah, that's kind of the best that we can say at the moment.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For sure. No, it's so good to get at least a little bit of clarity about it. It is very unclear, and hopefully will become more clear as they roll things out. But it's been so great to chat with you. Thanks so much for coming in.
Yeah, thanks a lot.
Thanks so much, Hayden. That was Hayden from the New Zealand Drug Foundation speaking to me for What's the Buzz. Thank you very much, and thank you to The Level.
That was What's the Buzz with the New Zealand Drug Foundation, brought to you by thelevel.org.nz. Straight up drug info.